This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and every Monday we get together with the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and discuss your civic engagement opportunities. When you need to know what's going on, there's no better resource than Mary Morgan. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Constitution Week, Dave.
You know, I did not know until you told me.
Well, you know, I guess it's not the most popular holiday, and you know, even the government offices are open, so that kind of gives you a sense of its status. But still, an opportunity to just sort of make sure you have a sense of what our Constitution is all about and how important it is.
Well, it certainly drives how we operate our governmental units, and one of those units we'll be meeting later this week, and that is the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. And there's really quite a bit on the agenda that's of interest.
Yes. County government is sometimes called the shadow government, but they do a lot of work. It's not often on the radar. But this week, there's several things that I just wanted to highlight. There's a development on Platte Road that's been in the works for years. It's on county property. The former juvenile detention facility used to be there. And this week, there's a resolution that's giving initial approval to two purchase agreements for developing that site. It's with Thrive Collaborative and Avalon Housing. And so there's going to be some animated discussion, I'm sure, on those proposals. And I would just like to give a shout out to county staff, because the resolutions that they provide have detailed background memos, and it's in contrast to most other units of government locally. So I know that takes a lot of work, and as a member of the public, I appreciate it.
This is going to be something that sounds like will help towards more affordable housing. Is that the direction it's headed with Thrive Collaborative and Avalon Housing?
Yes, for sure. Avalon Housing provides supportive housing for low-income residents. They are going to have several units. I think it's 50 units now in that development. Thrive Collaborative has developed a fairly unique approach to this development, with a lot of aspects of green development. I am not 100% sure of all the details, but one of the things I want to do is read through those agreements to get more information. But, you know, it is another housing development that will, I think, address to some extent some of the housing issues that we have in this community.
Well, there's universal agreement. Everybody would like to get paid more, and that includes the county commissioners.
That's right. That's one of the other things that's on the agenda this week. There's a resolution to increase the salary, which is around almost $16,000 for service on the county board. And some of the officers get more than that. But then going up to, by 2020, just over $27,000 for their service. So that is a significant increase. You know, it is a constant question about how much we pay our officials, whether it is the county commissioners or the city council. There are other elected officials that don't get paid, like the library board. Some people say that having a low salary prevents people who have lower incomes from running for office. I think that it's something that's worth discussion, but that is a by any measure, a pretty hefty increase. So I think that there will be some discussion and community input on that.
It's a heavy increase percentage-wise, but to get to $27,000, and you and I know some of those commissioners are working essentially another full-time job to be a commissioner.
That's right. I mean, I think that's the question. What is the role of a commissioner? These are intended as part-time positions. But they do, depending on the commissioner, you know, some of them log an incredible amount of hours. Same is true on city council. You know, I think it's worth asking, what is the role and what do we want our elected officials to do? How much time do we want them to spend on this job? We have full-time staff that are also, you know, very well paid, competitively paid to execute the county government. So what is this oversight role? You know, what do we want from it as a community?
Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Mary Morgan. Mary is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. And Mary, the election's not all that far away, and Donald Harrison and his Seven Cylinder Studios has put together a little helpful item, haven't they?
Oh, I just love this video. Donald does such great work generally. And the county, Washtenaw County Elections Division is partnering with this. They're going to have a four-part series about voting in Michigan. The first one is about registering to vote. The deadline is coming up on October 9th if you want to vote in the November 6th election, and we know everybody does.
Right.
I think this is a great way. It's, you know, relatively short. It features some of the youth in our community, and it's just really great, and I'm looking forward to the remainder of the series.
Yeah, some of which I think are coming out today.
Hooray!
Yeah, that'll be great. So again, you can find the link by going to our website at WEMU.org and give it a look. I think Donald and Seven Cylinders Studio did a great job with this, as did the Washtenaw County Elections Division. And as you mentioned, Tuesday, October 9th is the deadline to register to vote. And when you get registered, one of the things you'll be deciding is a couple of judicial races.
Yeah, you know, judicial races are kind of strange beasts. There's not a lot of information out there on them. A lot of them are not competitive if the incumbent is running. You know, other local attorneys don't want to challenge incumbents. It's a tough thing to do. So one of the things that we've done on Civ City's Ann Arbor Vote site is to profile the judicial candidates that'll be on the ballot for Ann Arbor voters. So we do every week now, between now and the election, we're going to be highlighting certain races just to kind of get people prepped in advance. This week we're highlighting the judicial races. There are several that are not competitive, but there are two in particular that do have competitive races. The local one is for 14A District Court. J. Cedric Simpson, who's the incumbent, is being challenged by local attorney Tom Bork. So that's one to watch. And then, of course, there's competition for two seats on the Michigan Supreme Court, which is a very important position. So hope people check out those profiles and do some homework before the election.
Once again, Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Mary Morgan. Mary is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. Now, the city of Ann Arbor is going to be holding an auction, and I've never heard of such an auction as you're telling me about.
Yeah, you know, they do this every so often. I think it's a seasonal thing. The City Parks Department is holding an auction on Saturday, September 22nd, of its used and damaged boats. They'll have aluminum canoes, two-person kayaks, one-person kayaks. And it's just a good opportunity to, first of all, get out to the Gallup Park
right.
Canoe Livery if you haven't been there. That's where it's being held. It starts at noon on Saturday. Maybe get a deal on a kayak or canoe.
Always good times to be had on the water. Now, you mentioned when we first started talking this morning that it was Constitution Week. Never knew we had a Constitution Week. I'm glad you informed me, but there's a way to have a little fun with this, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, I was looking around because you don't just want to, well, most people don't just want to sit down and read the Constitution. It is kind of a beefy document, We found a quiz, a 10-question quiz that was published a few years ago by U.S. News and World Report. It's just a quick way to kind of test your knowledge and learn a little bit if you don't know. I took it, and I have to admit, I did not get 100%.
Neither did I.
There were some obscure questions there, so I have some studying to do, I guess.
Yeah, I got 7 out of 10, so that's what, a low C average. That's not very proud of myself this morning.
Well, you know, I think that we all have some room to learn on that. It's not a document that is really pulled out every year, so you have to brush off your local civics, your high school civics knowledge.
And I must confess, I also guessed on more than one.
Well, yeah,
even ones
nobody,
I got right.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to tell us that. We would have taken you at the 70%.
Full transparency and full disclosure. It's what we're about.
There you go. There you go.
Well, Mary, have a great week, and I will look forward to our next conversation. You're going to be coming in next Monday live in studio because it was going to be WEMU's pledge drive, and we're going to have some fun.
I hope so, and you always have good things to eat, so that's great.
We will make sure we have you well fed. That is Mary Morgan. She is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative, and she will be joining us for WEMU's Fall On Air Pledge Drive. She'll be in studio from 7 to 10 next Monday. The Pledge Drive actually kicks off this Wednesday, so just 2 days away now. Make sure you listen in. You'll have a lot of fun. You'll help WEMU raise the money necessary for the programs that you listen to, like Civic Matters. Once again, you hear Civic Matters every Monday, and if you'd like to sign up for the weekly Civ City newsletter, visit civcity.org. If you'd like to find out more about today's issues, visit our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.